For a little less serenity, we take you to the East End of London. That's where you'll find some unusual bank machines, about five of them, in fact. These ATMs use Cockney rhyming slang, the language of working-class Londoners in the 1800s. The world's Laura Lynch decided to take a butcher's.
That's going for a look from Butcher's Hook, for those of you unwise in the ways of Cockney. Now, I like to think I've got a little bit of Cockney blood in me, and here's why. These are the bells of St. Mary-le-Bow Church in East London. Tradition holds if you're born within hearing of these bells, you're full-blooded Cockney. Well, my dad may just have heard the bells the day of his birth in his parents' bedroom a few miles away. Never mind, he left Britain when he was six. So when I heard about Cockney bank machines, I had to investigate. Deep in the heart of the East End, I find the cash machine and a real-life Cockney to translate. Roy Parker is a dispatcher at a taxi company, steps from the machine, and he's eager to lend a hand.
Yeah. I brought my card.
Yeah, if you put your card
in. And I see we've got a limit on the withdrawal, so that's good.
All right. Now, it says select the English or Cockney.
Okay.
So say you're going to use Cockney, right?
Right.
So reading your bladder of lard, which rhymes with card.
Card, yes.
Yeah. Please enter your Huckleberry Finn pin.
Huckleberry Finn is your pin number. Now you know what my Huckleberry Finn is.
Yeah, no, I don't. That Tom Hanks means thanks.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks for thanks. Well, that's got to be modern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's modern.
Roy is ruddy-faced, barrel-chested, and practically strutting with pride about his heritage and his language. Never mind that it evolved as a kind of coded language for crooked street merchants to keep secrets from the police and unwitting customers. Roy laments what time has done to the dialect.
The real old feeling of Cockneys as such, who were always cheerful and always, hello, me old China plate, how are you? Hello, mate, how are you? You know, it's like you saying, hi, how are you? So it was just another kind of language, really, but it was a language that was understood mainly only by people from the East End.
And not well understood by me. I am too slow, we're talking too much, and the machine decides I've taken way too long.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, they just stole my
car.
Well, we were a little bit silly about that
one,
weren't we?
A bit of Barney Rubble now.
And what's the Barney Rubble?
Trouble. That's modern.
Not much I can do now, but luckily Gemma Salisbury steps up to withdraw some cash, and she lets me watch and learn.
Lady Godiva.
What, lady? Oh, these are the names of the dollars. Lady Godiva.
Fiver.
Lady Godiva. Speckled Hen 10.
And so it goes. The company that created the Cockney machines is trying them out for 3 months. But Roy Parker knows his neighborhood, knows how it's changing. He doubts Cockney is going to catch on with today's crowd.
The way people are moving in this world today, and people are 100 mile an hour, all they want to do is get their money out. If they see Cockney slang, 8 out of 10 people say, what's Cockney slang? What's that?
As for me, I may have lost my bank card, but hey, I've gained more than a little Barney Rubble. I'm in touch with my inner Cockney. And in Roy Parker, I've found a new China plate. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
You can catch up on all the latest in global language on our weekly World in Words podcast. Just visit theworld.org/language to listen or subscribe. This is PRI.